We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Panther Point of View, bringing you an inside look to UNI athletics, taking you closer to the action with UNI coaches, student athletics, and Panther insiders.
Hello and welcome to the ever loyal Panther Nation. This is the Panther Point of View podcast. I'm your host, Elliot Clough. As we always have, we got a UNI athlete joining us today, and that is Taylor Hogan, who a couple weeks ago won NBC Diver of the Week. So she's on the swimming and diving team, but she also plays second base for UNI softball. Taylor, how you doing today? I bet you're tired based on all of that.
No, I'm good. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We're excited to have you. We're excited to hear a little bit about all the stuff that you do for UNI in terms of being an athlete. So let's talk swimming first. You were a big part of UNI's victory over Iowa just about over a week ago. You competed on both the 1 meter and 3 meter board, scoring 242 points, 245 points, placed fourth in both events. Did you guys really think that you had a shot at taking down Iowa? This was the first time that UNI has ever beaten Iowa, for those of you who don't know. Did you really think you had a shot?
You know, I mean, the big team Iowa, it's always exciting to go against them because, I mean, they just have an amazing facility. It was our first meet of the year. The freshmen get to compete for their first time. So I think we were all just excited to be able to compete as a team and kind of see how our first meet went. And then we had people winning events. We had people scoring well in events. And at the end, our coach was like, this is the first time we get to sing the fight song in the Hawkeye pool. So that was pretty exciting.
I bet that felt really good, too.
It was. It did feel. It was pretty awesome. I mean, to beat the Hawkeyes in anything, you know, in-state rivalry, can't beat it.
Sure. So I bet that was pretty electric. Was there any moment in time where you and your teammates really felt the reality set in that you were going to beat Iowa?
I really just think it was when Nick told us, he was like, here's the deal, here's the score, let's sing it and let's get out of here. So that was pretty exciting.
Wow. I just to beat a dead horse, I suppose. I bet that was just electric. I'm sure you guys are high-fiving and hugging, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And just to see the freshmen be able to go compete for the first time, I mean, they really stepped up, won some events. So that's exciting to see for the future of our team, too.
So coming away from that meet, like I said, you won NBC Diver of the Week. Were you surprised when you were told? What was your initial reaction?
Honestly, I was. Yeah, Bethany just texted me and was like, hey, you got NBC Diver of the Week. And I wasn't really expecting a whole lot after the first meet, just because the first meet of the season, you don't really know how it's going to go. Haven't competed in a while. And so it was just kind of nice to start the year off like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that was quite an honor. Anything, did you get interviewed by anything from anybody from the Missouri Valley Conference or anything like that? Did you get like I know they hand out those plaques at some conference events. Did you receive anything from the conference?
Not from the conference, but they just posted on Twitter and Instagram and my scores and the swimmer of the week with me being the diver of the week. So that was pretty exciting to be recognized like that.
Sure. I'm sure that was enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So you took on Iowa State this last week. You didn't compete, like you said. You got some stitches in your hand is what you told me just a moment ago.
Yeah. Unfortunately, on Thursday at practice, Thursday morning, I hit my hands on the board on one of my dives. And so I tried it out Friday. Just didn't work. I didn't think it would be the smartest to compete the next day. And so we decided not to do that meet, which I was pretty bummed about. I was really excited for that meet, you know, coming off from Iowa, first home meet of the year. We don't have many of those this year. So I was pretty bummed, but I knew it was what was best. So
can you explain how it happened? Like, were you in the air and on the way down and you hit your hands on the board or how did that work?
Yeah. So I was doing what was called a reverse 1.5 on 1 meter. So it's kind of like a gainer, if you know what that is. So I like am moving forward, but flipping backwards. And as I went to go reach for the water on my like half flip, I was too close. And so the backs of my hands smacked the board.
Ow. Yeah. That sounds like it hurts.
That was my initial reaction to it. I was like, what just happened?
That's too bad. Well, I'm sure you're able to cheer on the team and stuff like that. I saw this quote from Coach Nick Lakin had said after the meet, we saw some great progress from many athletes for last weekend, which is really encouraging. We all all took a ton away from this meet that will help us continue to get better, both individually and as a team. Well, is there anything, you know, it's kind of vague there from Coach Lakin. Anybody in particular that impressed you or anything that you feel you and your team can take away from that meet against Iowa State this last week?
Well, personally, as from the divers, Abby Hutchins, a freshman, she won the 1 meter and got second on 3 meter, which is pretty huge for a freshman, especially, I mean, I think she gained a total of like 100 points from the Iowa meet to this meet, which is pretty amazing. And so I'm excited to see what she'll be doing the rest of this year. As far as swimmers, Amber, a sophomore, she's always up there in events. And Faith, a freshman, I'm excited to see what she does this year as well.
There you go. We'll have to look into what they can contribute and what they'll bring to the team this year. So next meet is in Terre Haute, Indiana on October 22nd versus the Sycamores. Will you be competing? How do you and your team bounce back?
Yes, I will be back and competing. Indiana State is a conference team, so it'll be pretty intense. We go there, we get to be in their pool, and so I am excited to see the team compete and be competitive against the Sycamores.
So, I don't think a lot of people have been able to say they've seen a UNI swimming and diving meet. What's the atmosphere like in the WRC during UNI swimming and diving?
I honestly think it's pretty fun. I mean, I might be being biased, but a lot of people don't know a lot about swimming and diving. And so I think it's just a good way to learn. And there isn't that much seating, especially or like in the WRC. So like there's a lot of people in a little space, which also makes it fun. And a lot of times swimming especially can get pretty intense when like races are close. And so people just get pretty excited.
Sure. So is there a big difference in atmosphere between, let's say, well, the meet that would happen in the WRC like this last week against Iowa State versus going to Indiana State and competing there? Is it a big difference with each place you go to in terms of, I don't know, like even the temperature of the water? Is there like a level of home advantage when you're doing swimming and diving?
As far as diving, I would say there is a little bit of an advantage just because of the atmosphere and the things you see around you as you're flipping. So that could be one. I mean, as far as the temperature of the pool, both teams pretty much have to be in it, so I don't think that would be a huge advantage. I've never actually been to Indiana State, so I'm not sure what their pool looks like. I mean, obviously the home crowd's usually pretty big, but we get a following, so that's exciting, having family there as well.
Very cool. Yeah, the temperature of the water was just a shot in the dark. I had no idea.
Well, actually, though, for diving, sometimes they have diving wells and that water is warmer.
Oh,
so that's better for us. Yeah. Yeah. Divers like the water warm.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I'm sure most of you do. So how long will the season go? What are your expectations from you and your teammates this season, especially as the conference meet approaches?
Yeah. So we have a midseason meet in November. And so I think that's a pretty good way to have a checkpoint for our team, just kind of to see what we expect. It's kind of like halfway through the season, where we need to grow, how we compete in big meets pretty much. And then we have a little time off, and then our conference meet is in February. Our goal is always to have top 8 finishers in the conference, score points, and just see how we can end up as a team.
Any personal goals for you this season, other than, winning MVC Diver of the Week?
I'd like to see myself in top 8 on both boards. Hopefully maybe a little higher on both, I would like to say. So I'll go for top 6, top 5.
Okay, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure Coach Lakin likes to hear that too. So we'll talk about softball a little bit here. Like I said at the top of the show, Taylor is a diver and she plays second base for UNI softball. So let's go back to last season. Made it to the third NCAA regional tournament in school history. Ultimately fell to Iowa State 4-3 there. What was that experience like?
It was honestly so awesome. Like, at the time, I didn't really realize where we were as a team, if that makes sense, being at the tournament. But then afterwards, it was like, wow, we really made it to the NCAA tournament and we were close to making it even farther, which is really exciting. And we had a pretty young team. And so I'm excited to see what we can do this year. But no, it was just a really cool experience. I mean, getting to play at Mizzou, one of the SEC teams, it was a pretty awesome experience.
I'm sure that you as somebody who will be around the program a little bit longer is coming away from something like that saying, okay, I want to do that again. This is going to be a goal of us, of mine and of ours going forward for the UNI softball program.
Yeah, for sure. And I think just us doing it next year, it shows that we can do it again. It's not out of our reach.
Sure, absolutely. And a big part of that going to the NCAA regional last year along the way was playing with Sammy Bunch, which probably the GOAT of UNI softball. Very, very intense girl, works really hard. Did you happen to learn anything in specific from her in your year with her playing softball here at UNI?
Oh yeah, I did for sure. She was definitely one of a kind, and I was lucky enough. I mean, she played short, I played second, so we were close all the time. Like in practice, I would watch her all the time. In games, I would watch her all the time. We were right next to each other. We'd chat, we'd talk. I think one of the biggest things is she never gets out of games, if that makes sense. So she's going to work until the end of the game, until we win, until we lose. I don't know. And she could always just play with the big guys, as they say. And so I think that motivates me to want to be like that.
I tell you, during my time in school at UNI, I interviewed a ton of different athletes, and there were obviously a lot of talented different teams here for the Panthers, but Sammy is probably one of the more underrated athletes in UNI history, if we're being honest. All-American, all that. Anything, I know you had mentioned, being in the game and competing with the big teams and stuff like that. Anything in terms of, I don't know, like a technical thing or a way you approach hitting or anything like that that you took away from Sammy?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times during games or after games, she would talk to us as a team and just kind of be like, look, this is where what we need to do better. This is what we did well. And I've never really thought of the game. So I guess I don't know the word.
Technically?
Yeah, like technically, like she did. Like she really looked into every pitcher, every hitter. And so that was an interesting thing for me because I feel like I learned more of the technical ways of the game than just going out and playing the game.
Another big thing that happened this summer, Coach Ryan Jacobs got an extension. After that type of success, are you excited to see Coach Jacobs be rewarded for his work as a coach and get that extension and the fact that your team will be sticking together with the leader at the top there?
Oh, totally. Like, he definitely deserves it. He puts all of his time, all of his heart into this program, whether it's with us at practice or working on the field or working in the hitting facility. Like, he just makes sure that we are set up to have as much success as we can as a team.
So the pairing of him and the rest of the coaching staff and essentially Sammy Bunch as an assistant coach by the sounds of it, was that, I take it the conglomeration of all of them together was a big part of the success this last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so much leadership for our team. I mean, Coach Monica coming in for the pitchers, just the way that they competed last year. Like, it's just really exciting for our team as a whole because all of the spots are put together.
So it'll be a while before the season starts. What are you doing anything in particular right now as we speak for softball as opposed to for diving since you're in the middle of the season for diving?
Actually, we just got done with our fall season. So we had our last game on Wednesday. So now we have a couple weeks off and then we'll start off-season workouts, hitting and defense until our break. And then we come back in January to start our full season. So I still, like in the fall, I am in season for both at the beginning and then softball goes to off-season and then it goes back. So, yep, I'm still going.
Very, very cool. We'll talk about how you balance all of that in a second here. But before we do that, recently you guys had the annual hit-a-thon. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what you guys do, what the hit-a-thon entails?
Yeah, so our hit-a-thon's our annual event where people pledge money. Usually it can be like per foot of what their player hits, or they can just give a flat donation. So they, if they do a dollar and we hit it 265 feet, they owe $265. And yeah, we get a lot of generous people. So that's a really good thing that our program does.
Is the hit-a-thon to raise money for UNI softball, UNI athletics?
Yes. Yep. UNI softball.
Okay.
Our team. Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. So now to the big picture, how do you balance being essentially twice the D1 athletes your teammates are? How does that work?
Yeah, this is a question that people ask me a lot, and I never really have a solid answer. Ever since I was little, I mean, I've never really had a lot of free time. Like in high school, I would go to school, would go to tennis, then would go to gymnastics until 8 p.m. So I never really had a lot of free time. And so I guess I just don't really know what it's like to have a lot of free time. And I think that helps, especially with my time management here. I know when I have breaks, that's when I need to be doing my homework.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What do you study, by the way?
Communication, sciences, and disorders.
Okay. So do you want to be an SLP?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So I'm sure that's a lot of schoolwork as well that goes into your day and everything like that. Are you involved in any other student orgs or anything like that as well?
I am in SAC.
Okay. What does that entail?
Student Athlete Advisory Committee.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, just student athletes coming together, thinking of volunteer ideas or just activities for the campus.
Okay. Very cool. That's awesome. So last question for you before you head out, Taylor. You went to Waterloo Columbus. What made you want to stick around the Cedar Valley and compete for the Panthers?
So I knew that I wanted to play softball in college. And I really thought I wanted to do Division One just because I think that'd be pretty cool. And so Coach G gave me the opportunity, and I was like, why not take it? And so I committed my junior year for softball. I also just, I'm a family person, so I was excited to stay close to home. I don't know how far I wanted to go. And then that summer, so I was originally coming just for softball. And then that summer, Bethany, my diving coach now, was actually my high school coach. And then she took the job here at UNI. And so that summer I did club with her before my senior year. And she was like, what do you think about diving here? And I was like, well, I'm already committed for softball, so I don't really think that that's going to work. And somehow it all just fell into place. She talked to Coach Jake, and here I am now doing both. But back to being able to manage them, my coaches have just been absolutely awesome to me. Like, I cannot thank them enough for how supportive they've been. So it's really, honestly, also the people around me that allow me to do what I do.
Do you think there was any chance of you doing that at any other Division I school, or is it this something that you and I really, they did their best to make it work for you?
I do not think I could do this at any other school. Just the way they both support me from each sport, like Coach Jake asking me about diving or Bethany asking me about softball, like just feeling that support that I have is something I don't think I could get anywhere else. Same with my teammates on both teams. They're always asking questions about my other sport, asking how I'm doing, making sure I'm okay. And yeah, I just think that's something really special about you and I. And obviously my family being close, I have the greatest support system out of my family. I always have someone at my sporting events. It's just really awesome. And I'm just so grateful to be here, so grateful to have these opportunities.
Well, hey, I think that's a really good note to end on. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, before you head out, make sure that you subscribe or follow, depending on where you are listening, to the Panther Point of View podcast. Leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. That really does help us out a lot. Helps promote the athletes here at UNI as well. Once again, I am Elliot Clough at UNI Elliot, and this was Panther Point of View.
This has been the Panther Point of View. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Panther Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.